Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour, teaching from God's Word and prayer time. The last half of the hour, we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so we say welcome to each and every one of you, especially if you've tuned in this morning for the very first time. We say welcome to you. And we hope you come back each and every Sunday morning and make this a regular stop on your Sunday morning schedule. For those of you who've been faithful listeners for many months and years now, we say thank you to you, we're grateful to you, and we invite you to continue to tune in each and every Sunday and share this with a friend. Let a friend know that there's a good broadcast, some great teaching and great music, and just let them know and get the word out that God wants to spread the message of the gospel, not only into the prison and all over this region, but to your family, to your friends, to people in your neighborhood and your workplace. And so just let them know that we're here each and every Sunday morning for them. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry, and we thank you to those of you who have helped contribute to pay for this radio airtime in the past. And we invite each and every one of you to partner with us in that way, and not only to help pay for this radio airtime, but also other ventures that the ministry is involved in. And as I speak to you today, I'm in Africa, clear across the other side of the globe, on the east side of Africa, in Nairobi, Kenya today. And so I just pray that you would keep us lifted up in prayers. I'm speaking in a church, in Victory Evangelism Ministry Church today, in Nairobi, Tasia, which is a suburb of Nairobi, with Pastor Boniface Masodi and his wife Bonnie and their family. And so we've just completed crusades the last 3 weeks, and pastor training, and meetings with government and church officials. And so we just ask you to continue to pray for this mission. And I'll be coming back to Norton in a few days, and so we just look forward to the opportunity to share victory stories, success stories of all the great things that the Lord did, all the great and mighty things that the Lord is doing in Africa and through this ministry. And so I invite each and every one of you to partner with this ministry and to keep us lifted up in prayers. I'm going to be talking again this morning about prayer, so that's an issue that we will look at in greater detail here in just a little bit. But we invite each and every person to be an intercessor and a prayer partner with this ministry. If you take that upon yourself to intercede for this ministry, let me know at pureprayer@hotmail.com. And if you would like to make a contribution, our mailing address is Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gather the Outcast Ministry, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Or you can look us up on the World Wide Web at GatherTheOutcast.com. That's GatherTheOutcast.com. We've got a great website there with videos and still pictures and recent audio broadcasts. Each and every week we post the audio message of the week, and also we're linked there to a blog spot, a teaching blog, which has teachings, 265 teachings, of gifts of the Holy Spirit, sexual immorality, spiritual warfare, prophetic dreams and visions, and other subjects that will be of great interest to you. So check it all out. It's all free. You can make a contribution on the website through your credit card on PayPal, conveniently, safely, and you can also do that on the blog through PayPal with your credit card. So everything there is free, and we just ask you to participate as the Lord leads, and to acknowledge Him in your life and be obedient to whatever He places in your heart to contribute to help this ministry. And God is wanting to use me and use this ministry in a great and mighty way, even greater and mightier than He has before. And so we just ask for open doors. We ask for partners to come in, not only on a one-time basis, but on a monthly basis, to give us a foundation to work with, a foundation to operate off of, to go not only to Africa but to other places around the world where the Lord is going to open doors. And so we just invite you to partner with this ministry, and the Lord will bless you accordingly. Once again, the contact information, email pureprairie@hotmail.com, and the website gatheroutcast.com, the blog jimrao.blogspot.com, and the mailing address box 92 Norton, Kansas 67654. Well, we've been talking the last few weeks about victorious prayer, powerful prayer, prayer that changes things, prayers that move mountains. And so we're going to continue in that vein today, and we're going to talk about intercessory prayer, standing in the gap for someone who is trapped in sin or trapped in bondage or somebody in your family who does not know the Lord. And so if you are interested in that, which I'm sure you will be, just stay tuned. We're going to take that up on intercessory prayer here right after our prayer time in just a minute. Father God, we thank you for this day. We ask you to bless those out there listening today. And we thank you for the opportunity we have to come before you today and worship you, study your word, fellowship through your word and through worship music. And we pray for each and every person today, Lord, that you would touch them wherever they need touching. For those that need strengthening and encouragement, we ask you to do that. For those that need healing and deliverance, we ask you to do that. Lord, we pray for those in the prison. We ask you to be with them. Those who are lonely and broken, Lord, we ask you to be with them, be with their families especially. Lord, we pray for our country. We ask you to bless our president and his family, the Congress, the Supreme Court. Lord, we pray for wisdom at this time. Lord, we pray for the election, that the truth would come out in the election, that those who are doing evil deeds, deeds done in darkness, that they would be revealed. And we just pray for your blessings on this election, that many people would come out and take responsibility and acknowledge the privilege they have to vote. Lord, we pray for the troops who are guarding our freedoms overseas. We ask you to be with them, and we thank you for them. Pray for their children, their families especially. Lord, we pray for the decisions made in the Africa missions, those who have come into the kingdom. We ask you to bless them and strengthen them. And we pray, Lord, that you would just seal up the decisions with the Holy Spirit, Lord, and protect those, and guard them with your angels, those salvations. Lord, we pray for the healings, the miraculous healings, Lord, that they would also honor you and acknowledge you with their healing. And we thank you for the open doors. I pray your protection as I come back to the United States. Lord, we thank you for this time together on the radio. We pray for provision for partners to come in. And we pray, Lord, that your word would pierce the hearts of those listening out there today. And we thank you for this opportunity. We pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I'm going to speak today. Once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. I'm going to speak today on intercessory prayer. And as Christians, this is more for believers who have some maturity, who have some years behind them in the Christian faith. It's not that baby believers can't be intercessors. They can, but generally it takes a little more maturity. It takes a little more understanding of faith and a little more maturity in the faith walk, in the Christian walk. But anybody can become an intercessor. What it means to be an intercessor basically is to stand in the gap for someone else, to stand in the gap and to cry out for someone else, either for their salvation or for their deliverance if they're trapped in bondage or trapped in addictions, trapped in pornography or some wayward lifestyle or sinful lifestyle, or if maybe you just want to be an intercessor for our government, for our president, for the governor of this state, or for the political officials here in the city, or whatever God puts on your heart to intercede for. It just means that you will stand in the gap for them, that you will cry out and you will pray for them, and you will pray for ministries. You will be an intercessor for a ministry. And I have many intercessors for my ministry. I have many people that are on my email list that say, Jim, I want to pray for you, and just let me know when you need additional prayer covering. And first of all, for this intercessory prayer ministry to be effective, you have to believe in God, and you have to believe without doubting that when you pray that God is going to answer the prayers and that God is going to honor the prayers. And so I think that's a prerequisite, and primarily that's the reason why it takes something of a faith walk and a maturity, because many baby believers, they just don't have that assurance that God is going to answer their prayer. They don't have that steadfastness. It comes with time. It comes with experience. It comes with knowing God and knowing who you are, and also seeing Him work in your life so that you have testimony. You can look back and just see what God has done for you, what God has delivered you from, and how God has brought you through the fire and through trial and temptation and tribulation. And when you get that experience that you can look back and then you have a testimony, it makes you a stronger prayer warrior, makes you a stronger intercessor, and it makes you want to go to bat for others and to stand in the gap for others, that they too can have victory in their life. Well, everything in the Christian faith is obtained by asking and by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So that those that come to Him must know that He is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. That's Hebrews 11:6. And so everything in the Christian faith, and that goes for intercessory prayer, when you're asking, you ask and you keep knocking and you keep believing. And if you need strengthening in your own walk, if you need encouragement in your own walk, you ask and you keep seeking and you keep knocking. And if you are doing it for someone else or in behalf of someone else, the same principle applies. You just be persistent. You persevere through thick and thin, through trials and tribulations. And let me encourage you, brothers and sisters, in telling you that when you start to pray, the devil is going to come against you. He's going to send all the demons of hell against you to try to keep you from praying. That's why it's such a difficult chore sometimes to pray, is because the demons are coming at you. You don't see it. You don't know it, but I can assure you they are. If your spiritual eyes were open, you could see those demons harassing you and trying to distract you and trying to keep you from doing what God calls you to do. Matthew 7:7, Jesus told the multitudes in the Sermon on the Mount, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened." And then he goes on to say in verse 11, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give what is good?" That is about the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, all those things that you're asking for, to those who ask Him. And so everything is obtained by asking, by seeking, by knocking, and that applies to intercessory prayer too. When you see somebody that needs prayer and God puts it on your heart to pray for them, whether it's a leader of your church, a leader of your country, somebody in your family who needs salvation or deliverance or whatever, you just keep asking, you keep seeking, and you keep knocking, and you believe in faith that God is going to deliver them, and He will do just what you ask Him to do. Psalm 91, verse 11, it tells us that God will give His angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways, lest you bear your foot, they will bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. And so God sends His angels. He has His angels there standing at His side, and they are waiting for His commands. That's the way the kingdom of heaven operates. The angels are there sent out, as it tells us in Hebrews 1:14, that the angels are there sent out to those who inherit salvation. So you not only, if you are a believer, you have a guardian angel watching over you, and there are certain times when God will dispatch more guardian angels over you. The angels who are guarding over you may have different ranks. Some may be more powerful than others, and some may be stronger than others. That depends on your faith walk. As you have a greater faith and have need for more protection, because God will put you out there in ways that you will be attacked by the enemy in greater ways, and your angels that He assigns to you will be stronger angels. It will be angels that will guard you in your faith walk and protect you, so wherever God sends you, you have the protection of the Lord. Well, in verse 14 in Psalm 91, it says, "Because He has loved me," this is coming from the viewpoint of Jesus. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him and let him behold my salvation. And so Jesus is saying that I will rescue him. I will be with him in trouble. With a long life I will satisfy him, and I will let him behold my salvation. And so as you pray, not only for yourself, for your own needs, for your own deliverance, but as you pray for others, maybe your children, if you're a mother or father listening out there today, listen very carefully, because this applies to your children. You can stand in the gap. You have ultimate authority over your children in their battle against the culture, in their battle against the world, in their battle against the devil. And so you have ultimate authority because you are their mother and a father, and God has given you the authority to take spiritual authority over their life in the battles that they have, that the devil is trying to take them away from the kingdom of God. The devil is trying to deceive them and trick them and get them to be captivated by the world. And so you need to listen so that you'll know how to pray this intercessory prayer of binding and loosing. Well, I'm going now to Mark, the third chapter, and we're talking about spiritual warfare now, the prayer of binding and loosing. In Ephesians 6:12, Paul said to the Ephesians, "Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual forces in the heavenly places." And so Paul acknowledged that our battle isn't against other people. Our battle is against the unseen world, the world of the demonic, which is a very organized world. Satan has his hierarchy. He has his demonic kingdom organized very efficiently and effectively. And because